Hello, and welcome to the Unidentified Podcast. I'm Teen Nguyen, aka Saigo. I'm back in Los Angeles. I had an incredible summer in Bulgaria. It came to an unfortunate end as I was not allowed back into the country, but that's my own fault. I didn't do anything bad. I just had stayed too many days, and they turned me away at the airport. So I'm looking forward to going back and working with all the people that I had started to collaborate with in the past few months. One of these collaborators that I had started working with, his name is Ivan Shapov. He is an amazing producer and musician, and he has a really cool project that he released called Kanatitsa, which is a really original combination of traditional Bulgarian singing with beats music and electronic music. And one of the tracks on the record is a feature with an artist named Nocturne, who happens to be my friend who was renting me a space in his studio. So here's their track together. It's called Momina Molitva.
Thank you.
That's Momina Molitva off the album Kanatitsa by Ivan Shapov and Avigeya, featuring Nocturne. Eventually, there will be collaborations released between myself and Ivan and myself and Nocturne. After I got turned away in the airport in Sofia, I ended up in Greece, and my friend Vasil, super nice guy, went to my apartment and studio in Sofia, got all my stuff, and brought it to Greece for me. He happened to be coming to Greece on vacation anyway, so it just happened to work out. Vasil and I had recorded a live video for Sofar Sounds in Sofia, and you can check that out. We played a song of mine that's unreleased called It's Over Now, and I'm really proud of it. It was me, Vasil, who was looping MPC drum machine with Moog synth bass, doing live looping. It's really cool, and we're also joined by Petr Jotov, the guitarist. You'll have a link to that in the show notes. While I was in Greece, to add insult to injury, my wallet was stolen on a bus in Thessaloniki on the way to the beach. But can't complain too much. I was in good spirits because I was able to extract my things from Bulgaria. And, I was on the beach in Greece, so it wasn't too bad. From Greece, I made my way to London. One of my friends in London is a very talented singer and songwriter. She goes by the name of Nuxs, that's N-U-U-X-S, and she's been releasing some really cool music. Here's one of her tracks. It's called Options.
It's not your fault. It's just the way it happens sometimes. No, don't you worry about the fault. 'Cause you got options, baby. Yeah, and go, move on, you know. Yeah, and go, move on, you know. You're not alone. Don't let them make you feel that way. It's not the end, no, not at all. 'Cause you got options, baby. I don't need to care no more.
That's Options by Nukes. So, from London, I made my way down to Brazil, where I had the pleasant surprise of not needing a visa anymore. So, Americans who are traveling to Brazil, no visa necessary these days. Even though I got kicked out of Bulgaria and lost my wallet and all this drama happened, every step of the way, I was helped by some stranger or some friend, and I was just very grateful to be healthy and to make it safely to my next destination. Also, it helped that I used some wisdom from a book I had been reading on the Kindle that I forgot somewhere in the Sofia airport while I was stuck there. But I had just finished reading Charles Duhigg's book on productivity called Smarter, Faster, Better. And one of the things he talks about in the book is the locus of control. And I remembered this as things started to spiral out of control on my travels. The locus of control is the degree to which people believe they have control over the outcome of events in their lives. And at that moment, I was not feeling very in control of anything. So I realized that I had to reconfigure my future plans in order to get that feeling of control back. And so even before I got to Brazil, I made a plan to hit the ground running, get my buddies together, and make a live video, which I mentioned in the last episode is a 360-degree video of us performing the song Decadence, which did really well. So thank you guys for watching it, and if you haven't seen it yet, please check it out. I was in Brazil for about a month, and as it happens, the crew that I play with there have been branching out and doing more things in the nearest big city, which is called Curitiba. And we played a show with two brothers that have a cool project there called Plato Plomo, which is a jazz project. One of the brothers plays drums and steel drum, and the other brother plays keys and bass. Here's one of their tracks. That's Urutau by Plata o Plomo. From Brazil, I came back to Los Angeles, which is where I am now. In 2019, I spent about 9 months outside of my home country, which I think is a record for me. It's neither good or bad inherently, but I do think the movement is inspiring for my creative work. Whenever you are in a situation where everything around you is new, I think it activates some parts of your brain that maybe would be on autopilot otherwise. That's my theory, at least. So now that I'm back in Los Angeles, checking in with all the people that I've made music with over the years, there's a new album by a Los Angeles-based artist that I'm a huge fan of. Her name is Sarah, but she goes by the artistic name of Wokes, which is spelled V-O-X, and the O has a little flat line accent on it. I don't know what that's called. And she wrote the album and produced it with my friend Alexander Vincent, who I've worked with in the past. Here's one of my favorite songs off of the new album. It's called I Can Feel Myself Leaning.
I can feel myself leaning, becoming more difficult by the minute. I can feel myself needing you too much and letting it up. Why would you stay with me when I'm like this? How can I keep you with my habits? Why would you stay with me when I'm like this? How can I keep you with my habits?
That's I Can Feel Myself Leaning off of the new album titled I Am Not a God by Wokes. Thanks for listening to the Unidentified Podcast. If you'd like to support this podcast and my music, please visit patreon.com/unidentify. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.